This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Brittany Prescott. Is teaching handwriting still necessary in the digital age? That question routinely resurfaces in opinion columns and parenting blogs. Arguments for teaching penmanship tend toward the need for individual expression or for developing skills independent of digital media. Others find handwriting inessential, a relic of the past that robs classroom time from more practical learning. These arguments may be moot, given the Common Core standards, which have now been adopted in most states. The standards call for teaching legible writing only in kindergarten and first grade. After that, focus shifts to proficiency on the keyboard. Maria Konnikova wrote about research that links handwriting to learning for the Science Times. Word of Mouth spoke to her previously about her book Mastermind, How to Think Like Sherlock Holmes. Maria, great to have you back with us.
Great to be here, Virginia.
So broadly, what are psychologists and neuroscientists finding about the benefits of handwriting?
Well, they're finding that handwriting has benefits at two stages. First, when you don't even know how to read yet, when you take preliterate children, teaching them how to write by hand activates the same neural circuits that adults who can read and write more fluently activate. But teaching them to type on a keyboard doesn't have that same effect. So what we see is that children who first learn their letters by hand are going to be learning to read faster than those children who just reproduce them on the keyboard.
Let's dig into that a little bit. You wrote about research from Indiana University that actually measured brain responses to kids while writing. Can you tell us about that experiment?
Sure. So the experimenter there, Dr. Karen James, looked at three different conditions. She took children who didn't know how to read at all, so they had no idea that what they were copying was, say, the letter A, and she had them either type it on the keyboard, trace it, so you had, you know, those little dots that you probably remember having to connect at some point in your early elementary education.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Or you drew it freehand. And she found that only in the freehand condition, so not typing and not tracing, did children activate those brain circuits that we've been talking about, the ones that are associated with reading and writing in adults. And she speculates that that has to do with both the motor memory, so you're really doing this for yourself, and also the messiness. So when you are 3 or 4 years old and you're drawing an A, it's not a very nice A, but you need to learn that that representation is the exact same thing as that beautifully typed A that you see, you know, on the piece of paper in front of you. And when you learn to recognize all of those messy things as one, that really helps you retain, oh, okay, this is the representation of that letter.
Ah, yes, because you see kids' handwriting and it's often backwards R's and N's, so they're kind of working their way through that.
Exactly, exactly. So they're teaching themselves how to recognize it. And they're teaching also that this isn't just a picture, you know, this is something that has meaning. That's a process that everyone has to go through.
So it isn't just the recognition of letter as letter, but the actual writing of it. Dr. James also did some studies that illuminated that. Kids have to do it rather than watching it happen.
Absolutely. If you just watch someone else doing it, then you don't have the motor memory yourself, and you don't develop that same fluency that you do if you yourself are writing. So it's not enough to just watch your teacher writing this on a blackboard and then copying it nicely on your laptop or your tablet. You need to write that letter by hand.
Okay, so you just mentioned typing on a keyboard, but there's also some evidence that there's a distinction between printing and cursive, which, of course, is another issue that brings out the ire of many people, that we're no longer teaching cursive or typing on a keyboard.
Yes, that's absolutely true. We do see evidence that cursive might have additional benefits that are distinct from the benefits that you get just from writing by hand, whether it's cursive or not. And what we see is that cursive may be tied to increased executive control, so your ability to exercise self-control, because it's, you know, it's a harder, more effortful process. And we also see that if children have developmental disabilities, such as dyslexia or dysgraphia, teaching them to write by cursive can help you get through some of the stumbling blocks that would otherwise slow you down and and keep you from being able to read and write fluently.
How about, Maria, beyond those early learning years, you know, kids who are already through the printing cursive, grammar school age, or even adults?
Absolutely. Well, there's some great new work on that by Pam Mueller from Princeton University and Daniel Oppenheimer. And what they found is that adults and students in college who take notes at a lecture on their laptop or by hand have very, very different memory results. So the ones who take notes by hand retain the ideas much better and process the material much better, in the sense that they actually understand what they're hearing, they make connections, and later on, if you ask them 1 week later, 2 weeks later, what they learned, they'll be able to give you a pretty good account. If they take those notes on the laptop, that effect disappears because it's almost too efficient. You don't have to think through it. You can just brainlessly type, and you can type. Most people can type much faster than they write, so you can just do it without really thinking through it, and then you know, the information is just going in one ear and out the other.
I'm curious about advocates for letting go of teaching handwriting. Any responses to these studies, or are they all too new?
I think they're all too new. And, you know, I found personally some responses which basically miss the point and say, well, yes, but computers are the future, just disregarding completely all of these added benefits. And I'm not saying don't teach typing, don't teach computer use. That's incredibly important. All I'm saying is that these aren't substitutions. You have to still write by hand. You have to still know how to do that. Otherwise, you're going to suffer in the long term.
Probably no changes to the core curriculum very quickly then.
No, probably not. And it's very funny because some of the most supportive comments I've received on this article come from teachers who say, hey, we know all about this. We know it's very important. But then you start wondering, you know, who's putting together the core curriculum requirements if all the teachers disagree with them.
Well, that is a whole other issue to unpack. Maria Konnikova, contributing writer for The New Yorker Online. You'll find a link to read her article, What's Lost as Handwriting Fades, as well as an extended conversation on the subject from the Science Times podcast. That link is at wordofmouthradio.org. Maria, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Virginia.
You'll also find a link to hear our interview with Maria about her book, Mastermind, How to Think Like Sherlock Holmes. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.